Lydia was married, but she had been coming to our prenatal classes by herself. You see, when Lydia's husband found out she was pregnant, he told her he wasn't ready to take on that responsibility, and he left her. But Lydia was a Christian, and she was determined to trust God through this situation. She asked the Lord to please take care of her and her baby. Each time Lydia came to see us, our client advocate would pray with her about the whole situation and try to encourage her. Weeks went by, and nothing happened. But then the Lord answered our prayers. Lydia's husband started coming with her to the classes, and he rearranged his work schedule so he could continue attending them with her. He told our client advocate that he had asked Lydia to forgive him for the way he acted. They were committed to work things out, and they decided to seek professional marriage counseling together. We were thrilled to be able to see the Lord answer prayer in this way. One thing we have learned for certain over the years about prayer is something we're reminded of in Daniel chapter 9, verse 18, where it says, "We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy." It's not by our righteousness or by anything good that our clients have done that their prayers are answered. A driving force behind answered prayer is God's mercy. The Bible says that God is rich in mercy, that He delights in mercy. And so, because of this mercy, there is no prayer too big or too small for our clients to bring before Him. There is no prayer too big or too small for you to bring before Him either. We have all been created for Him.